AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The Dow is falling hundreds of points as oil prices fall. Dropping oil prices signal a global economy that's slowing down. China's economy in particular has been worrying investors. There's lots of talk about all of this among business and world leaders who are attending the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. John Danilovich is there. He heads the International Chamber of Commerce.
China is weighing heavily on everyone's mind. The events of the first three weeks of this year have proven to be very disturbing and very unsettling. The way forward is not exactly clear.
At the moment, the Dow is down 308 points. Iran's foreign minister is in Davos, too, and he's not holding back about the U.S. now that it's imposed new sanctions because of Iran's ballistic missile testing. Typical strong-arming by Washington, he says.
I think that's an example of the need for the United States to break away from its addiction to pressure and coercion.
Mohammad Javad Zarif is Iran's foreign minister. The Islamic State group has destroyed the oldest Christian monastery in Iraq. It routinely destroys heritage sites it considers heretical. The Today Show asked Donald Trump whether he would choose Sarah Palin as his running mate if he wins the Republican presidential nomination.
No, I haven't discussed anything with her about what she'd do, but she's somebody I really like and I respect, and certainly she could play a position if she wanted to.
Palin endorsed Trump last night in Iowa, and they're campaigning together today. The South and the East are bracing for a possibly massive snowstorm by the end of the week. The Weather Service is warning of heavy, perhaps crippling snow from Washington into Baltimore and up the East Coast into Boston and into the Ohio Valley. This is AP Radio News. Embattled Michigan Governor Rick Snyder says if you go on his website beginning today, you'll be able to see his emails regarding Flint, Michigan's lead-contaminated water crisis.
So you will have answers to your questions about what we've done and what we're doing to make this right for the families of Flint.
The website is michigan.gov/Snyder. The drama began in 2014 when the city's water source was switched to save money. The governor has apologized and pledged to take new steps to fix the problem, but he is rejecting calls for his resignation. Got a Ford Focus? Safety regulators are investigating complaints that doors won't latch properly on some 2012 and 13 models. Some drivers say the doors even opened while the cars were moving. A Massachusetts man who happened upon a double murder didn't report it and stole cash from the home is going to prison now for 2 years, say authorities. They say Daryl Green stole $240. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.